Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 14, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Kelly.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this governing body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. All of these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me. All right, it appears that we have a number of people here that wish to comment on one of the agenda items, so I'm going to go out of order on this to allow them that opportunity. And begin under Commissioner's Court, item A is consider possibly approve resolution supporting proposal to avoid the removal of the Brooks Road overpass on Interstate Highway 10. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Sweet, second by Commissioner Sinodal. Now, discussion, if I'd like to call these up in order they've been handed to me for comment, I have Dr. Troy Dick Sharon. Please come to the podium, sir. And at the beginning, as a prelude, I suppose, to the comments that are made, let me explain my understanding of the issue. I didn't know anything about this until this morning when I got a call from John Myers, who apparently owns 132 acres near the intersection of 124 in Boyd, I believe. So I started calling Tucker Ferguson, the district engineer with TxDOT. He's in Austin. And my understanding, they've had several public hearings about the removal or about the new layout from Winnie to Walden Road. And I've been at those public hearings at Ford Park and at the visitor center. And of course, there were a lot of people that showed up to speak against the removal of the Brooks Road overpass. I had always thought that Boyd Road was going to be removed in any event, no matter what, and wasn't going to be replaced because it wasn't wide enough to accommodate the new lanes. I found out this morning during my discussions that Boyd overpass was in fact going to be removed, but under the original plan, it was apparently going to be replaced, but only because of the necessity for getting one-way traffic down to Smith Road at the Goodyear plant and Total. Now, at the last hearing that was had out at Ford Park, the last public hearing, Goodyear and Total showed up and made some points during the hearing about how the design, as it was designed, that it was unsafe because of the 18-wheelers backing up along the frontage road and traffic exiting the exit ramp at 75 miles an hour. They were really concerned about wrecks and fatalities at that area. TxDOT agreed with them, came back last week and met with Commissioner Alfred and our engineering department, myself in here, and said that they agreed with Goodyear that they were going to keep two-way traffic at that location. Because they were going to keep two-way traffic at that location, there was no necessity. Of course, I didn't understand this last week. I just understood this morning that there was not a necessity for putting back the Boyd Road overpass. Apparently, they were only putting it back for the improvements they were making in front of the Goodyear plant, which now they deem to be unsafe. My understanding understanding is, and of course, this commissioner's court, and I don't want to speak for all of them, but I think I can, that we want all the overpasses to remain along I-10 that serve all parts of the unincorporated areas. But it's also my understanding there's some $12 to $15 million short on their budget, and that is what has, so according to Tucker, when I spoke to him just before coming in here, the savings from leaving it two-way in front of the Goodyear plant is what's gonna pay for the Brooks Road overpass. So, just so everybody's on the same page as far as what my understanding is from TechStop. Dr. Sharon?
Sure, thank you, Derek, and I'd like to congratulate you on your recent appointment to the EPA National Advisory Committee.
Thank you.
Dr. Jared, I thought that was really nice. Our lobbyist in Austin sent that to me when they asked him about the deal, when they went to TechStop, just to really about that. I think we're both, we're on the same page. I think we would like to keep the Park Road overpass open. I think it's, this is vitally important to us that live on Boyd Road. I own 45 acres just adjacent to that overpass. I guess probably have more involvement in that overpass than anybody in this room. Then I, my children, through a trust we have on 2,200 acres adjacent to Boyd Road and Interstate 10. So we have a vital interest both physically by getting back and forth to medical care, to groceries and gasoline, and having emergency services that help to Charlie Reno, who works for the EMS folks, and they have all the major medical equipment to get back and forth over to take care of the folks who live in and around me and over where my neighbors live up just north of me, which is predominantly African-American community. And so, you know, it's almost become a racial issue, like we're gonna let the people in Brentwood get overpassed, but the folks over in Cheeks, as we call it, not get overpassed. So we don't wanna make it that. All we really would like is we ought to have a resolution from this commission to the TechStop, which we'd certainly like to help get the funding for, to continue to have both of those bridges open so that the folks could have access. I mean, it would change our ability to get back to the pharmacy from my house from 2.5 miles to about 7 miles. And so it's, and if y'all have been off to Smith Road access recently to see what the Love Truck Stop has done to the traffic congestion, it's a real problem. Now, I understand the original plan was met with chagrin by Goodyear, but, you know, really, if you're going to park 18-wheelers on the side of the road to try to get to a truck scale, and you own about 400 acres of land, you ought to rebuild. You ought to rebuild your truck scale or put a different off-ramp. That is not an excuse, and it certainly has no reason. I pay a tremendous amount of taxes, individually more than anyone at Goodyear, not as much as Goodyear themselves, but I think I'd have just as much right to say, you know, because I was told that because they're a big tax base that we have to comply with what they want. And that is absolute foolishness. I mean, you got all these good folks here that need to get back and forth to their doctors and whatever. And so I went under Brooks Road twice today, and I could see one major reason to get over there, and that's the ballpark. But then I drove down towards the Brentwood and drove over there, and I could get there through Major Drive and go down Access Road and get there. I could go to Walden Road and go down Access Road and get there. I could go down 124 and get there. And so there's plenty of access to those baseball grounds. And that's really the only reason besides the little RV park that's there that anybody could get to. So my request, and I dealt with this commission, I had a contract with the county for 20-some years to take care of the county jails. And so I know how y'all working at that, but I really would like for y'all to have a resolution from this commission requesting TechStop to both of those overpasses, and we will certainly help you lobby to get that done.
And I will tell you that they have done traffic counts on both Brooks Road and Boyd Road, and they tell me that the traffic counts are 10 times higher on Brooks Road than on Boyd Road. But they sent me, I got this morning from TxDOT. And I'll be happy to give you any copy of this that wanted after court, but they sent me some increased travel times calculations. I'm just not sure whether I'm understanding what they're writing here. But it does appear that in some cases it could be 7.2 miles and 12 minute additional travel for someone. Wanting to go from the intersection of Boyd Road with West Club Road to the intersection of State Highway 124 and Boyd Road. I think that's what this is saying. But I'll be happy to share.
And I kind of took my own little poll this morning. I stopped on the interstate and I could see the overpass at Boyd Road from where I live and watch the cars go back and forth. And there weren't a lot, you know, 8 or 10 went over there this morning. But I stopped for 10 minutes on Interstate 10 and watched the Brooks Road Bridge. You know how many cars I saw cross? Because there wasn't a baseball game going on.
Exactly. So I've got the traffic counts on different days. I'll be happy to share
that. Yeah, I understand. But, I it's not either one or not highly traverse areas. But both of them are very important. That's all I'd like to say. And I appreciate y'all for listening to us.
And I appreciate those comments, and I'll be very upfront with you. I would have no problem whatsoever passing a resolution saying that we want to keep Boyd Road overpass. But I want to be frank, unless somebody in Austin can find $12 million more dollars.
Right. If you pass that resolution, I think we will work diligently to get that done. I think we can certainly help with that.
So thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Next, I have, Ms. Barbara Blanchard.
How are y'all doing today?
Good, thank
you. I'm here for the children, Hampshire Finance children. That bothers me. Those little kids getting up already at 9 o'clock in the morning, getting on that bus. Now, if this goes through, you're gonna have children that's gonna have to get up at 4:30. And it's not just one time that bus, there's 2 and 3 times a day. I mean, like, every day, these children go back and forth. That's my concern, is our children. Because there's a friend of mine who said, someone said, why is the bus going by at 4:30 in the morning? Some of the little kids have to get on it. Because they're in cheap to go to Hampshire Finette. We got 3 campuses. We got 1 in Finette, 2 in Finette, and 1 in Hampshire. So these kids, that's my really concern, is these babies getting up that early in the morning. They're on that bus. They're going to be on that bus till 6 o'clock in the morning, in the afternoon, some of them. Because my grandson, I pick him up, it's 4 o'clock. And right there where his mother works, at 4 o'clock. So stop and think about the children in Cheek and on Club Road. Stop and think about them. That's what, I mean, I'm a grandparent. And that bothers me. And that traffic on Smith Road, getting there, the big trucks. Our kids are not dangerous as it is every day with what's going on. And then you got to stop and you got to think about the people that, for health reasons, like an ambulance service or a fire engine. Yes, we do have a place in Chief that does it, but Finette comes there. And they're going to have, what if your house was on fire? Or your grandmother or your child was with the ambulance. That's my concern. I just wish y'all would leave it like it was. I know we don't have the money that Goodyear does, okay? Goodyear talks, talk, because they're like me, they love to talk, and they have the money. We don't. But we will find it, I promise you, we will try to find it, if y'all leave it the way it is. We don't need no more fighting and all that amongst the country, I mean, our whole country, to tell you the truth. Just please leave it the way it is, I'm against it, please. I have land over there, and I have friends, but I'm worried about the kids, the bus, the route. Tell them about that, tell them to measure that up. And I'm like Dr. Sharon, the baseball, that's where all your traffic. Because I travel West Club Road and Boyd Road quite a bit. So I know there's more, they're lying on that, I'm pretty sure.
It is more pronounced on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Brook Road.
And that's when the baseball falls on. So, I mean, that's what I'm upset about. I'm worried about our children. That's my concern, is our children. Because I'm telling you, the bus routes are long as it is. We're in the country. We're not a city. We're country. I'm sorry we're country, but we are. Thank you very much. I hope you vote. Keep it the way it is, please. I could cry, but I can't.
In your response, in response to your comments, and I want to make sure that we're clear out in the audience where I stand personally, but you know, out in the rural areas, there's a lot of burdens that get put on our residents with traversing the area or wherever it may be, whether it be construction or anything like that. And so I'm opposed to any of this. I think things ought to be left like they are. If they want to do something interstate, fine. But don't cut off the vital arteries to our residents. What I encourage you all to do, because you're preaching to the choir, at least to me anyway, because I feel you, I understand, and I'm with you. Call TxDOT. We don't make this decision. Now, that's on county road. This is where the buck stops. But on the interstate, it's TxDOT. So it's called strength in numbers. So, you know, call TxDOT, let them know your concerns. Because they're the ones that are footing the bill for it, overseeing the project, and in charge of the project, and say whether it goes or it don't go. So I just wanted to put that out there. You know, we have a resolution today for one. I mean, TxDOT needs to take into account the burden it puts in our rural areas.
Okay, next I have Mr. Rodney Soul.
My points have been covered, I'm gonna pass.
Mr. Patrick Larson.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am the district administrator for Jefferson County Emergency Services District 4. My concerns today are not convenience. My concerns today are for the safety and the protection of the community that we are obligated to serve. The area west of Interstate 10, the Cheek area primarily, we have a full complement station there. Most of our responders, unfortunately, live on the east side of Interstate 10. Mr. Francis is one of our responders on the west side. We have limited access if they remove Boyd Road and do not rebuild it. Our options would be up Smith Road back to the station or 365 across a private pasture road along the Houston Club. I'm sure we have no problem getting agreements with him. We use that emergency traffic, however, during bad weather, I don't think you would want us taking one of the tankers that's going to get bogged down on that road through there. The other option would be Major Drive, and that would add many more minutes to the emergency response time. 7 minutes to 12 minutes may not seem like a long time unless your structure was burning or your mother was having a heart attack. We you are putting our emergency services at risk. One of the things I would like your support on is the timing of what they do. We know they're going to tear down Boyd Road. We know they're going to rebuild Smith Road. The timing is very important. If they take out Boyd Road before they take out Smith Road, we have Major Drive and we have 365. 365, again, is a private pasture road. Major Drive, we have to go all the way up to Brooks Road to come back to that territory. Fortunately, we have agreements with ESD3 up in China who have permission to use our equipment and would cover some of our territory, but it's our responsibility. We want to do that. We need to do that, and we need to keep the time down as much as possible. If they are going to take out Boyd Road at some point in time, they certainly need to finish Smith Road first. Agriculture traffic over Boyd Road is one consideration that I think is not to consider. When you have a big combine coming down in front of Love's truck stop, and you've got a lot of 18-wheeler traffic going both east and west on Smith Road, it's going to be dangerous. If you have a major incident between Interstate 10 and Love's truck stop, then our access from the east side of Interstate 10 is severely limited, and it would have to be accessed off of Brooks Road down Smith Road. So, although we support the need for people to access Brooks Road overpass, not asking that be an either-or option. Certainly, we'd be willing to do our part to address the state in providing additional funding. Brooks Road to us is an essential, Boyd Road to us is really an essential part of our emergency response. There's a lot cheap other than the Kid Road and Boyd Road area. There's a lot of nice, large houses being built on the west of there. If we had a structure fire, we needed every vehicle we have and mutual aid to respond. And by eliminating two-thirds of our equipment and over half of our people being able to respond or severely delay their response, puts our citizens and their property at extreme risk. So your support and the timing when they do these is important.
So Lawrence, I've been wanting you to speak directly to Tucker Ferguson and Adam Jack with TxDOT on those timing issues. They need to know about that in advance. I don't think any of that's been brought up, but it is a public hearing.
We had a conference call with the contractor, and we brought this up. He was talking about Boyd Road this September. I don't think they could complete Smith Road by September.
Okay, I think that they're scheduled to let the contract in July, if I understood correctly. So, yeah.
But you understand our limited response, and we would have to go completely out of district and the city of Beaumont to get back into our vision.
And I've asked Melissa to hand out those documents, and it does show some emergency response time calculations. So if you can look at that to further inform your.
We certainly support and ask your support.
Thank you, sir. We got Mr. Preston Frank. Mr. Frank.
Good afternoon. My name is Preston Frank, and I live at 7895 Boyd Road. We have gone through an awful lot of construction in Cheek, as far as putting in sewer out there. It took us 10 years from the time it was first presented to Commissioners Court until we actually got sewer in our community. That community is growing, and we need access to getting out of there by more than just Smith Road. That has been a good alternative to going to Finette or going back to Galveston area or to Winnie and all. The farmers use that an awful lot. And we are a historical community now. We have gone before the Historical Commission and gotten Chief declared a historical area so that we could give trail rides and rodeos, whether the community is known for that. If you cut off that access to getting out of there, we had an incident to happen where we had about 120 calls to the Sheriff Department alone because of the amount of traffic congestion that just came from a trail ride. Whenever there's an accident on I-10, they're looking for the quickest way to get from I-10 to Highway 90. And Boyd Road becomes accessible because they can get to Walden Road or get back to Highway 90 by way of Pine Island Road. So when you cut off that, you're going to be hurting the growth of the Chief community by far. We need that accessibility to get in and out of Chief that way. Thank you.
Mr. John McGee.
Hello, I'm John McGee. I've lived in Finette the last 50 years. I'm a husband of a property owner on both sides of the Karen Street. A couple things that haven't been brought up. It is closed. I feel like the property value is like on West Club Road, which would be a lot more restricted, would drop. If it's left open, there's a good likelihood of development where the tax roll would change in the developed area from ag to a higher valuation, which would be beneficial for the county. Also, Brooks Road has available EMS and fire from the chief side of it. There, where there's a fire station on Major Drive, Morrison, I believe. One other thing, when Interstate 10 was built, there was a meandering of club roads, and two crossings have been closed ever since day one on construction. I have with me the from the drafting and mapping department of highway department here showing right away in that area where they closed off crossings that were tied to east and what's east and west club road today. Thank you for your consideration. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Matthew Francis, Jr.
Good afternoon, Judge, and good afternoon, Commissioners, and my fellow community members and neighbors. My name is Matthew Francis, Jr., and I am a 42-year resident of historical Chief, Texas. Everything that I've heard so far today is facts, and everything that I've heard is valid. And of course, that's the reason why we all gathered here this afternoon, is to express those opinions that we have, those facts. So I understand that the commissioners do support the activity that we're talking about here today, and that's to address TxDOT on their project from Winnie to Boulder. So with that said, how would I look at this to go forward to make sure that we obtain what we're trying to get done? What we're supporting and what we're trying to mitigate so that changes don't take place that's going to affect our livelihood in our areas. I step back in time and I look at Southeast Texas. Southeast Texas is by far a stronghold for the petrochemical business. With that said, we look at Motiva, which is number one in the Americas for producing crude oil. 750,000 barrels of crude oil a day run through that facility. ExxonMobil, 668,000 barrels of crude oil in a 24-hour period. You look at Total, you look at Valero, you look at the chemical plants. So with that said, that's all converted into one form or fashion fuel that we, the Southeast Texans, and we, the state of Texas, use to burn daily. We've all sit here, and in the last several weeks, we've noticed an increase in gasoline and diesel prices. That's an increase in taxes that goes to TxDOT. So to say that TxDOT doesn't have the $12 to $15 million to cover this project may be true when the project was documented and stamped as a go. But you start looking at the increases in funds today. A simple increase of 4 cents per gallon of gasoline in tax money at 5 million gallons of fuel in the state of Texas a day times 30 days is quite a bit of increase in funds. Okay, so if they take a step back in time and look at what revenue is coming in now, that's a possibility that this can be put to rest. And we can have all that we need. So, yes, we will try to contact TxDOT and bring this to their attention that you have an increase in pay here. So let's utilize our funds and let's make it happen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Francis. Mr. Weldon Casper.
I appreciate this opportunity to be here and hear all these things and speak a little bit. I would have to repeat a lot of things because I do agree with most of what's been said. In fact, I guess all of it. But I have a real concern about that the community would be jeopardized from the standpoint of whenever we need an emergency responder to come. Minutes do matter. In fact, sometimes seconds. So for that, plus all for the children, you know, I think they'd be put in greater jeopardy. It was already was mentioned. They would be in greater jeopardy and having to travel the way they do and the directions they'd have to take without avoidance of the bureaucrat. I live at 8610 Mack Road, which is right off Moy Road. And I see quite a lot of traffic going by there. And I think, well, a lot of it's machinery, trucks, tractors, farm equipment, ranchers equipment, plus the residents that have to travel back and forth over Boyfield. So, again, appreciate you mentioning that we should get in touch with TxDOT. In fact, I did send them a form in the mail the other day opposing the taking away of Boyfield. Thank you very much, and God bless you, Partner.
Thank you.
Mr. Scott.
And I would note, I don't disagree with you, Mr. Francis, but the gas tax has been the same, I believe, since 1992. And TxDOT has been a proponent of inflation adjusting that tax to provide more revenues for highway construction. The reality, I think, is that the vast majority of the transportation monies, which were almost nothing a couple of years ago until they started taking 25% of the rainy day fund for the oil and gas severance tax revenues and sending those to highway construction. Because we had been, for a period of 25 years, we borrowed $25 billion on bonds to finance roadways, which was very a very bad way to do it, not paying as you go. But TxDOT is a proponent of inflation adjusting the gas tax, but it's remained the same since 1992, while gas mileage has increased dramatically, so revenues have gone down. And the reality, I think, is that the vast majority of the transportation spending has been in the Woodlands and Dallas and Austin and San Antonio and Houston, with some great population centers. And I wish that it were not so, particularly considering your comments about the role that Jefferson County plays in providing for the nation's energy needs, the number of 18-wheelers that traverse our highways every day and deliver those products to the rest of the country. So those are all points well taken. As we sit here, I think that the actual resolution today is to support a proposal to avoid the removal of the Brooks Road overpass. It really doesn't deal with Boyd Road. But the change at Smith Road does impact, I know, what TxDOT's plans are. So I think what I'm going to ask the Commissioner's Court to do is to table this until next week, because I need to check the TxDOT and see if this is an either-or process. You know, if we send in this resolution, you see the traffic count data, we've handed that out, and you can review all that and draw your own conclusions. But apparently missed one speaker that was not in my stack. Mr. Rick Bajerky?
Yes, sir. Children, so I didn't worry about that, you know, pretty sticks pretty bad. So anyways, that's a major point of mine. But what I'd like to say is in regards to the Brooks Road overpass, I have a couple points here that pretty much, I think Dr. Shannon covered a lot of it, but a few others. You know, the proposed changes to that overpass is now slated to be torn down and then rebuilt instead of as originally proposed, just removed. First of all, I don't see the money justification of completely rebuilding this overpass. If this overpass is removed, IH-10 westbound traffic could simply continue one more mile, only one more mile, to the U-turn major route, which is really nice. I mean, that's very, I haven't seen any stack-ups. We've all lived out there, y'all seen how it's stacked up before they put that major drive turn or underpass. This literally adds only a few minutes to get to the baseball fields, which I think is the main contention here, other than people that may have land that want their value to go up, which shouldn't be a thought here. And the IH-10, you know, eastbound traffic wouldn't be affected at all. You know, the major drive overpass was recently renovated and has done a great job of alleviating traffic issues. You know, and basically I don't see the convenience or economic benefit outweighing the cost of construction. So when we look at taking away Boyd Road to save money to go for that money to go into Brooks Road, that seems makes no sense to me. You know, so it's pretty cut and dry. I would assume that the original proposal was done for a reason. They probably thought that through. I would have to say that some people probably have a lot of concerns that, you know, about the baseball fields. And they have their own concerns, we have our own concerns, but with the neutral party coming up the first time, it would look like everybody here would probably be okay with the original plan. So the shortage of funds is not a good excuse in my opinion, because they're diverting the wrong direction. And related matter, the originally proposed improvements to Boyd Road overpass to allow six lanes under it has been changed. Now it's stated for slated for removal due to budgetary constraints, like I just said. This I view this as, like I said earlier about the hurricane and the cutting off our area. This is like going back in time. I mean, what are we doing? I thought today we're making everything more accessible, and we're about to just chop off part of the accessibility. So it seems like I don't see how you can look somebody, if not you guys, somebody can look somebody up at us in a straight face and say, yeah, this is going to be a good thing. You know? And just leave it high and dry.
I don't think anybody up here suggested it's
going to be a good thing. Oh, yeah, you guys, yeah. But I don't think the parties up here are considering that these little points were bringing up. That's why we're all here talking today. And, emergency response time it pretty much was in sync with what I thought here, about a 10-minute addition to where I live to get people in. That's a huge time frame, you know. It's pretty darn large, you know, to have that delay. I don't think it's acceptable at all. And with the continued growth of population and businesses for Houston, as somebody else mentioned here, you know, that's another avenue right there that potential off-ramp road pass to gain a lot of tax money there to pay for itself. I think we're saving money now to cost ourselves a lot more money later. If we do decide to add on to later, I mean, why? It doesn't make any sense. Coming from a businessman myself, I don't see a point in that. I always strive for my customers to help them make the best decision. And for the long term. Short term means nothing, but it's the long haul. You know, of course you have a budget, you have to work within the constraints sometimes. But once again, the Brooks Road issue is just a big point to me. Furthermore, the section between Smith Road and Boyd in front of Goodyear, I realize that Goodyear does have concerns with those trucks that wait on the road, get them weighed in and all the things they need to have done. But coming from, once again, a business owner, it sounds like that's a business workflow issue, not a taxpayer issue. Meaning that if they're using county roads to park their trucks on because they're a little overflow in their facilities, as Dr. Sharon, I think, said, they got plenty of acreage over there. They can make some changes. Is it going to cost a little money? Yes. But I'm not willing. I want my tax dollars, whether it be with Boyd Road or overpass or the thing with Brooks Road. But that has nothing to do with this one point here. That's a waste of taxpayer dollars. They make enough money. I know that they can, as business owners, decide to bring their business somewhere else. But at the same time, would they really move their entire business based on that one transition change?
Yeah, I didn't cover this earlier. This isn't an issue of assisting business. It's an issue of potential fatalities. And that's what swayed TxDOT with the potential fatalities. I will tell you that they are working on a reactivation of their driveways and everything, trying to get them back to where that won't happen in Goodyear.
Yeah,
So, I mean, they tried to work, it was though not a monetary issue, it was a safety issue.
We've all had that, as this summer, we had changes made to our businesses that we didn't want that to happen. We had to adjust and adapt and overcome. And unfortunately, I think that's one of those things, this is for the better of the community, better of Interstate 10, and they probably need to adapt and overcome, in my opinion. You know, it's and coming from a company that large, won't take that much to adapt and overcome. But if their trucks parked on the side of the road, and if in the off ramp is right there, in my opinion, they need to move their trucks and not have them. And the more we can put that, I can see the point of how we can't move the off ramp a little further back, give the truck a little more time, pull over, that's what we're referring to. But yeah, this is probably a TxDOT organization type of problem. let's see here. Basically, sum it up, it's just, I think the proposed original plans are fine. And this last minute change seems kind of surprising to everybody, I believe, in the room. And I think we should stick with the original plan. And Brooks Road stay goes away, and we'll submit it for a Point Road stays. So, anyway, I appreciate you listening to me today.
Does anyone have a problem with taping this to allow further?
No, Judge. I don't have a problem with it, but just sitting here listening, this is the first time I've heard of this, these concerns from the citizens. But I traveled to Brenham, where my mom lived, for the last, 60 years. I'm 60 years old, but for sure, for the last 15 to 20 years, they've been redoing 290 between Houston and Hempstead. And I've watched them, because it's the evacuation route for hurricanes also, which makes sense. I mean, you know, but it's a lot of farmland. I just left there yesterday and just listened to some of the concerns that the citizens have. And I'm not in favor of closing Brook or Boyd, to be honest with you, sir. I want to make clear. They haven't closed any overpasses, so I think we need to make sure Tucker understand that we're just as viable to Texas in Jefferson County as Waller County or Harris County, that western part of Harris County. I think it's Waller and Harris that I traveled through into Washington County. And they've done a tremendous amount of expansion, highway expansions, widened the road to three lanes and different things between, as I say, through the Katy area and Sci-Fi area. Beautiful highway. I travel it all the time as they open. And none of those overpasses. Some just go to dead land right now, but I'm sure development is going to come between Harris County and Waller County. I'm sure that's going to happen. They have a big plan now. But none of those overpasses were, I don't know why they wasn't closed, because some just look like they go to dead ends. So I support everything. I don't support closing Brook or Boyd. So I'm glad that Judge has asked that we table this issue, and I totally support sending the letter. But I think you guys, you ladies and gentlemen, are the catalysts that can get TxDOT to listen. Tucker's been a friend to Jefferson County, I will say that. And he does listen. I think he not only Tucker, but call some of the state legislators and let them know that, as Mr. Francis said, how vital this area is to you, even just not just private money, but the industrial impact as well as the emergency impact. And I totally support what you have spoken on today, that we don't close either one. So thank you.
I'm hopeful that common sense is going to prevail. I know that y'all probably are aware that the bridge on 365 is fixing to get rebuilt across the bottom. And I know that y'all are aware how important that route on 365 is for everybody to get to Walmart and everything else that goes in the county. One of my concerns when I originally heard of this project over a year ago, one of the things that I heard was, is diverting traffic down the Overend Road to Cow Store, letting it out on Westport off the road. So I immediately picked up the phone, called them, and hopeful that common sense will prevail. And ended up talking with someone, and they figured out a way to leave that artery open. And I say artery because that's an important route. While they're going to have the bridge under construction. And I say all that to say this. TxDOT and Tucker in particular has been very, very cooperative with the county. So hopefully he'll listen to some of your concerns and figure out a way, just as they did on 365, to keep that route open. Because that's a pretty, I was impressed that they were able to keep that bridge open on 365 while under construction, and they are. And that'll prevent everybody from having to go down Hillbrook. So hopefully in this situation, TxDOT will look at this and try to figure out a way to work with this. I can tell you that on the smallest scale, on an agency, a state agency, and not throwing stones at TxDOT, but you've got a state agency that's big. And about 10 years ago, about 10 years ago, they went in and put safety ends at the end of all these culverts. Y'all know, so safety ends are at an angle. And so the cars, when they hit off the highway, won't dead end on that end pipe. That's great, and it's a good cause and all that. But when they went and put these safety ends, they ended up blocking a couple of our county ditches where our water couldn't get out. And we're currently working with them to work that issue out. But my point is that, you know, all they had in mind was they got to get these safety ends out there, not thinking about the results of blocking the drainage on these outlets from the county bridges. And so, you know, this could be a situation where if they hear from y'all and hear your important points, maybe you can change the place that's going to go down. And the text on the list, so.
Judge, I make a motion to table this proclamation until
Saturday. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Thank you all for being here today. We're going to continue with the regular agenda. You're more than welcome to stay, or you may exit the courtroom at this time. $57,659.53 in accordance with the job.
use the judge on the Alpine facility, that was just due to one of those last storms that blew through, it wasn't working there.
Oh, okay, thank you for clarifying that. All right, any, do I have motion on those items for the first? Moved by Commissioner Whitaker, seconded by Commissioner Sennett, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously, have the county auditor. Item A is consider and approve budget amendment for Beaumont Maintenance for additional cost for roof repairs at Alpine Building, the amount of $10,733. Item B is consider and approve budget transfer for Lloyd Rose Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost for repairs and computer. Item C is consider and approve budget transfer for district clerk for additional cost for postage in the amount of $6,000. Item D is consider and approve budget transfer for Marine Division for replacement of computer in the amount of $1,400. Item E is to receive and file Ford Park operations audit and financial statements for the period ending September 30, 2017. Item F is to receive and file Ford Park operations 114 letter from Taylor Brown and Hill LLP for the fiscal year ending September 30, 2017. And item G is regular county bills, check numbers 446246 through 446499. Motion on those items, so moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Sennett, seconded by Commissioner Arnold, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously, have the county commissioners, item B is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal cooperation contract between Jefferson County and the Spelman Stop Center regarding mental health liaison officers, which will serve to merge all pre-existing agreements. Do I have motion on that item?
Moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Whitaker, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously, have the county treasurer. Item A is to receive and file the investment schedule for April 2018, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. And item B is consider possibly authorize the county treasurer to execute a release of excess collateral of Wells Fargo Bank and aid for the funds of Jefferson County. Do I have motion on those two items?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Whitaker, seconded by Commissioner Sennett, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously, and under engineering, we have two items. Item A is to execute receipt file for pipeline permit to Coastal Cavern Dean for the installation of a 12-inch ethylene pipeline and a 2-inch fiber optic line across Hillbrand Road, Hebert Road, and North Road, located in Precincts 2 and 3. And item B is considering possibly approve of amended final plat of Gary Place, lots 1 and 2 of Tract A, located off of FM Highway 365 and Precinct 4. That's not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction, and has met all of the county's planning requirements. Do I have motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sennett, seconded by Commissioner Whitaker, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything that commissioners would bring to the attention of the public without our first guest?
What are those voting dates in this gift?
Monday, starting today, Monday, May 14th through Friday, May 18th, and then election day is actually Tuesday, May 22nd. All voting will be from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on all days.
Thank you.
If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.